Blog Talk Radio.
I thank it for me.
Yes, I am.
Ring bang da da da, dang da da da.
Tell me,
a revolution. Yeah. I'm on fire for revolution. Ring dang da da da, dang da da da. A revolution. Yeah. Rasta fight up that revolution. Dang da da da, dang da da da.
Tell me.
Where people down from out and them a make big speech, but poor people the food not reach. I'm enough to wonder how them really sleep. Them living in the pool while the poor are feeling heat. Red country, why it's red country, why? In the ghetto part of town you ain't nothing but a victim. We're just trapped in a political system. There ain't no one to say let alone. If you hit the big man a gunshot, them broke your bone with stone. Boy, so a revolution, yeah. I'm on site a revolution, coming in a Babylon land, yeah. A revolution, yeah. A hot a revolution. The government, what is your aim? Where is the plan? Where is the future for the younger generation? If there's no light at the end of the tunnel, well, down your soul, I go red like hell. For man, the peas are cooked, but the rice can't swell. For no more big speech, time to come action. Crime and the violence rampant in our nation. People say it's because of separation. There's got to be a revolution, yeah. What a hot a revolution, wriggling in a Babylon land, yeah. A revolution, yeah. Guns, knives and cutlass revolution. Dang da da dang, dang da da dang. All you false leaders, I brand you as traitors. Nothing but whoremongers, idol worshippers, them assassins. Yo, you better come down off of your pumps and try to take in poor people for a joyride. Cause all you teach is to divide and rule, and I use the people then with your political tools, your school. Sure. Cause a revolution, yeah. The poor boy to steal the revolution. Ring dang da da dang, dang da da dang. A revolution, yeah. What a hot a revolution. Ding da dang da dang da dang. No matter how them a come out and a skin off them teeth, yet the poor man the food not reach. Tell them all to practice what they preach. Cause I don't want to see them all a pagan preach. Whoa, cause a revolution, yeah. I'm on site for revolution. Ring dang da da dang da da dang. A revolution.
You cannot refuse it.
Up to the time, finally. You know it's cartel, them gals there. I'm Mr. Corleone. You know the gals them feeling for we only.
Right away.
Up to the time. Round to the hour. But look, they ain't got girls like mine. These y'all go so. It's sweet to the belly. Sweet up the breast like jelly. Don't tell it. She sing like jelly. Go beyond, if you feel like it's something, we'll see how I know beyond. She said, all these theories.
No weapon that rise against I shall prosper, because I'm Moses. Yeah. Yeah. Issues. Certain things you have to talk about. Life is one big road and a lot of tiny ones. Bad mind, envy, all want to see me go behind bars. Yo, tell me when. Niggas with some tending at the niggas for the pen. Bitches with some hating at the bitches for the men. People play hating at the people will attend. Listen to my blend, tell them come again. Fake ass niggas, they can never be my friends. Backstabbing fool, I think it's time you comprehend. We're making crazy money, so stop watching what we spend. We multiply by 10, still up to 30 years. I jump for all my enemies, come on, I will live here. Now I go call no near my friend, cause not for them the free. We're busy making money, not for them I play here. The past in them I be, will be in them and you be. Survival of the fittest and the vibe I generate. I get my recognition from the thoughts I penetrate. And people give me love for all the time when me create. And even to this day, not for them the right. The work that I perform and all the good I instigate. So you want free on the place, well you better wait. Cause not for who no want to box the food out of me plate. Only all pirates, second like a town. We tell them now, Batman and Bob, Zaga Zaga Zaga, Zaga Zaga Zaga, they wanna see me die, no doubt. Been mentioning how they all wanna get me out. Know that they don't like me from the day I came about. Fosses at me and my back running up their mouth. We be rolling 20 deep on the guts got close. We got my colleagues who making money down south. Still in the Caribbean in $1 million boat. In winter we'll be wearing fur coats. And fortunately, me and the fosses them at war. Judging from my jewel you can tell I am a star. No ordinary fool can push a 50G car. Not for them a supper and we all know who they are. Lots of them don't like we call them money fits in jar. We making fat bank accounts and living like czar. Stitches are working for me to be behind bar. This time they went a little too far. Take a back a sound. And they had the Batman of us, and niggas with some sending other niggas to the pen. Bitches with some painting other bitches for the men. People play hating other people will it end. Listen to my blem, tell them come again. Fake ass niggas, they can never be my friend. Backstabbing fool, I think it's time you comprehend. We're making crazy money, so stop watching what we spend. We multiply by 10, still have to fly the gears. I jump for all my enemies, cause mother will the fear. Me now go call the name, my friends, and not for them the straight. We're busy making money, not for them I play a hit. The first to get my beer, we'll be the man you beat.
Whoa, greetings and welcome to the Chef Rob Show. I'm your host, Chef Rob, here at Blog Talk Radio. Got you there. Ken, are you there?
I am. Greetings and salutations, my brother.
Ooh, that's cool. No, I wanted to go ahead, you know, right on into this, man, today about some things. So, that thing on gun control. Where is the gun control or not?
I was going to say, all I can do is use personal experience, man. And I know from having a roommate who was a bit of a gun nut, I know that you can obtain weapons of death via the, you know, via the internet. And you don't have to serialize, and they aren't categorized. You have no idea what blocks are coming from where. because they're coming from all over, and you can obviously use the internet or social media to learn how to put these weapons together. You know, once you learn how to assemble this weapon, you know, the law says you can only fire certain things. But, you know, the law isn't even, you know, a subject of discussion when some of these mass killings are all using automatic weapons. I think the regulation should be that you know what you have in your community. You know, you can find out who has what just by talking to your neighbors. But my thing is, the same method by which everybody has gone and assembled these weapons, and then the government, the media, everyone wonders why, they just need to completely stop this process and really check, again, opening up a can of worms, the NRA, because they do promote those who promote these weapons. You can go to any gun shop, and they will tell you how to buy a semi-automatic parts to assemble at your leisure.
You know, and see, okay, and like this country versus the this man. You know, you got to go through a lot of stages to go ahead and get a weapon. I mean, you don't need an automatic weapon to go ahead and go hunting. One of the talking points I keep hearing is you don't need an automatic weapon to go duck hunting. So, you know, these things are just meant for destruction. And like, we going ahead on in the wrong end of this whole thing. You and I were sitting here, we were talking, and then another statistic came up about this area. They say there was 11 more murders here.
Yeah.
11 more gun murders this year. Wow. It ain't even 11 days into the year. That means they're still shooting all over the damn.
They don't take a day off.
Take a day off, man,
too. When every kid between 13 and 22 can get any kind of weapon that they want, whatever they wanted at their leisure, as much ammunition as they can hold, what possible reason for the kid? I mean, the kids are in the city. They're not out in the country with target practice.
Right.
And you know, as a kid, you're going through puberty. You're mad, you're emotional, you're upset.
Hold on. Their target practice is the light posts, the buildings. You know, the people walking down the street, you know, shooting at the school. That's not getting.
I got to tell you, man, I think that people don't seem to realize that our children has been anesthetized by these the violence of some of these video games, some of the films that we watch. You know?
You know, my friend put me this way, and I think you heard it from a comedian or something, but, you know, a lot of parents get more upset and seeing a titty pop out, they're watching somebody go ahead and cut somebody's throat or gun them down.
Mm-hmm.
I think their values are off.
I
think their values are off. That shit really don't make no sense.
What do you think would be a resolution in controlling or bringing it out to the open? What venues do we have to talk about this?
And
I'll let it marinate.
And keep on doing it and start pushing it. And hopefully we push it on Saturday when we're at the cafe. So see what happens from there. But you can't go ahead and turn your back on this whole thing because it ain't getting no worse. This ain't nothing new. I mean, this stuff ain't going on for shit.
I agree.
A lot of years they've been having gunfire over here, man. I know a lot of people growing up gunned down in this city, right? So, and also, they say that Chicago is like, what is this, like the murder capital of the world, some silly shit, which don't make no sense. I kind of stupid shit. But actually, if you go ahead and look at it over the years, I don't know how long it's been. What's it been, the last 35 years, last 4 years maybe? Maybe even longer.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago's been in the top five in a long, all of them years.
Yeah, it is true. Absolutely true.
Just don't seem like there's no end in sight, man. These people run around here complaining about all this other bullshit, like, about all these babies losing their lives. Man, I remember 1 year, let me see, about 5 years now, right? I lost four relatives. And within like a 3-month span, been gunned down on the street, just standing there. Yeah, I was coming from work. Shit like that. So, a few weeks ago, one of my cousins was shot and killed. A couple last year, man. Just at a party, man. Hey. So, you know, they ain't doing nothing about this shit. This shit been going on for years. The NRA is fucking devilish organization out. They promote death. It's this, that moron, what's his name? What he has said, that you need more guns in the school. I'm like, what the fuck? you need officers in the school. You know, the best way to go in confront an armed person, a person with a gun, is go ahead and have a, you know, he said, confront a bad guy with a gun. You go confront him with a good guy with a gun. You know, you still got guns, you moron. You don't get that. A lot of these teachers are going to be in the school because a lot of them taking training. Some teachers have decided to take firearms training. So.
Now, that's bad combination right there.
I'm trying to tell you. I mean, what happens to go and see? Now, I think this is some shit, just a disaster just waiting. This is some stuff going to blow up. You already got teachers that abuse the kids. What happens if you be like, okay, well, you little motherfucker, I'm going to stop making that noise or whatever and just shoot them in the chest. What's to prevent that shit?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good question, though.
Hey, shoot, you know, hey, she couldn't call the kid's mama, so she's going to pull out her fucking 9mm and blow the kid's chest open. This is America. Oh, my goodness, man. I don't get it. How many guns you got over there, Ken?
I cannot. I can neither confirm nor deny the presence of firearms held locally. That's what my attorney told me to say.
When the fuck did your attorney walk in the room, man?
Hey, man, you got to keep one on speed now. You know what time we live in.
Let me run one by you real quick, man. Take a quick break.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yo, flesh, wise in the flesh, stop feeling up your teeth, flesh. Big man come on your teeth, flesh, and you come on your teeth, flesh, and you are in the flesh. Flesh be wise, well, I say teeth, flesh. I listen to Lassie send me round your top of teeth, flesh. We're on the path of it, and lead us where I need, flesh. Because them only come round your top of complete, flesh. You know, see, flesh, they love be deep, flesh. Every man in us, me right, me have to eat fish. And I'm vegetarian and we no eat fish. This is the last year because we not eat fish. Whoa, I live among the creatures of the night. Vampires, hypocrites and parasites. I let the last year give my strength to fight. Whoa, I live among the creatures of the night. Vampires, hypocrites and parasites. Thank you.
Rob Show here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chef Rob. I have Brother Ken online. And we are talking about gun control in our community. Brother Ken.
Yes, sir.
You know, they keep saying, I'm trying to look up that law that Chicago, Illinois has, you know, supposed to be the toughest in the nation, all that other old crap. But yet, you still got a lot of things down. So
it was on Fox News, said it was 511 shootings in 8 days since the new year started. I mean, all together, plus, you know.
Five shooting.
We hit 500, and then we had 8 more. So it was like 503 plus 8.
What the hell is wrong with these fucking people? What are you? I do owe a lot of people for it. Blame, but I'll get that out later, though. But
check your mail, Chef.
Oh, I'll get to it. But I got the one thing I want to go ahead and look at. How do all these guns get into the community? And then they always talk about...
That's very interesting. It's not always gangs, I don't think. It's not.
No. You know, and they always talk about it's just easier to get you a gun permit and get you a gun. You know, it's easier to get you a gun than getting a driver's license. You got to go through and get so many documents and all this other stuff and take tests and everything. You ain't even got to go ahead and go to a firing range to see if you can shoot a weapon to buy a gun, can you? No training. We throw you this weapon of destruction. You don't get the logic here, man. What's the logic, Ken?
Well, you know, I don't know, man, to be honest with you. It doesn't seem to be a logical thing, but if you're looking at profit, you know, are you looking at the outlook, the description of someone who fits the characteristics of somebody that sells weapons? It's not always a black or brown person. It's not always an ethnic person. It's not always a urban person. It's usually a mild-mannered suburban cat, you know, with the horn-rimmed glasses and the penny loaf of shoes and the Dockers, who owns two or three gun shops, who goes and brokers his things overseas, who gets things on the internet, you know, to promote changing a regular weapon to an automatic weapon. It's usually these quiet cats sitting over on the down low that are the owners of these establishments. And they don't just do single use, they do in bulk. You have to ask what a group or organization want to buy weapons in bulk. And consciously, how could you be a business owner and sell it that way?
I was wondering, can you still go ahead and get weapons at the in Chicago Pawns?
Not without a card, not without a FOIP card.
I thought they banned it. I thought they banned it from the pawn shops too.
Well, you know what? If you ever have an issue in Chicago, all you have to do is go 3 blocks northwest.
And where?
Right over the Old Park, River Forest, past, you know, going up that way. Elmwood, Maywood, you know, there are other, I mean, the outskirts, you can always, I think it's countywide. If you're in Cook County, it's different than Kane County.
So, having an assault weapon, well, how do you feel about the ban on the assault weapon?
Again, if I'm going hunting, I can't eat nothing that I shut up 137 times. I cannot. There's nothing worth eating on some meat like that. If basically, those who need weapons like that are not hunting animals, they're hunting people. And that's exactly what this point and purpose of, you know. That's
so
what
why don't
this,
they
this
get that message? Why don't they get that message? You know, there's profit over everything, isn't it?
I think it's just too accessible and too easy for idiots to get them. And to too many, I don't know what you want to call them, whatever political party or affiliation, but there's too many people that support the NRA with the, you know, lobbyists that we have put into political office that have been paid by these organizations to lie and hide the facts and absolutely misrepresent their voting power.
So, but you
think the NRA, I know for a fact, the NRA probably bought a couple cat houses right now sitting on Capitol Hill.
So, but okay, now look at it on the other side. So you don't think you need to protect yourself from the fools and stuff that's out here already?
I do. But what I'm saying to you, and what I've said for many times, I don't really don't believe in guns, but if I got to have one, it doesn't have to be a bazooka. It doesn't have to be something that fires 500 rounds a minute. I think I should be able to pull off a couple pops and, you know, make my point. You know, I mean, what I'm saying is when you're talking about automatic weapons, you're talking about weapons of war.
Yeah, 224-227, your line is open. State your name, where you calling from?
Rob.
Man, how you feeling, man?
What's going on, man? I'm all right.
You all right, Rob?
Yes.
All right, man, I'll let that go, man. So how you feel about that, man? Should there be some gun control in our neighborhoods, man? Or should we just go ahead and, get you a big arsenal packed under your bed or in another garage? What should we do?
Yeah, man, I say load up everything. to a certain extent, you could have some gun control. Like you said, I don't think you might have people don't even know how to use assault rifles. And if you got some of those, like you said, you're not hunting animals. You're probably hunting people. So, I mean, to that point, yeah, a certain extent of gun control. For the most part, I wouldn't dare try to relinquish any of my weapons. I think you need to keep something. I mean, they spend a lot of time fucking us over anyway. What you think they're doing when we defenseless?
Good point. But what would you
control? Okay, brother, I'm gonna use that. Do you? I mean, this is Ken, by the way. Do you think it'll be should be legal to viably put a limit on how many weapons you have in a household? You know, because some people calling themselves aficionados, they be having 50, 60, 70 different weapons up in the crib. I mean, what do you think? We should stop at 10? 5?
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, because 50 weapons, that's a, who you getting ready with? I mean, them the people that go shoot up a school, you know what I mean?
Look, I had a roommate, man, who took the shelves out of his closet, his walk-in closet, and made it into like an arsenal. So I said to myself, okay, this isn't a place where I feel comfortable, where I want my children to come see me. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right. Do
may have a bad day one day.
Ooh.
Come in, take too many value, play the video game too long. You never know.
Ooh. Right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
a nice amount of gun. But if you got like whole shelves, whole basements full of them, then I'm starting to wonder, like, are you a little crazy? Or, you know, you trying to start a war or something like that, you know.
What kind of guns should we control to just stop the clips? So many clips, any rapid fire weapons? What would you control? What would you stop?
Yeah, I say those because mainly those ended up in the hands of the youth, kids around the kids around the neighborhood, and they using it on other kids. So at least if they don't got a gun with 40, 50 shots in it, they can't hit 20 innocent people. So, assault rifles, yeah. Hunting rifles, I mean, if you're hunting, then okay, but I don't really think you need no more than some, you know, a few handguns or something to protect yourself with.
You know, one thing I always tell some people, when every time they start pissing me off, tell me that they need all that shit, and then they tell me they're hunters, I said, motherfucker, you ain't no hunter. To me, if you're gonna be a hunter, you're gonna even take a knife or a stick and go out there and catch that animal. That's a hunter, damn it. Make you a bow and arrow, you know, something like that. But you don't get no high power fucking weapon worth about $7. No, that shit don't make no sense to me. Rapid fire, crazy. That don't make no sense. But they got like some new stuff out here. Some of these smart guns and stuff, where I don't know if it's something about your DNA, your blood, or something, your body temperature, or your fingerprints, or something like that. They only fire for that people, for those. But they kind of expensive. I think they're gonna be around in a minute.
Yeah, I saw those same ones. I actually saw some nines with like extended clips, like 30-shot clips, rapid fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, now, who they not hunting animals with those? I know that. But yeah, I do know what you're talking about. It's crazy that y'all, you know, the conversation about gun show, because you know, your guy Alex Jones.
Hey.
They just had him on the news earlier today. He's going off on the reporter, saying how, you know, he wasn't going to relinquish his weapons, and you know, it made a whole lot of noise over the news this morning. So they did have that gun control issue on earlier today.
And it's good. Alex Jones kind of crazy anyway, man. You know, if you don't know, first listen to him, like, okay, he makes sense. But then after a while, oh man, you just going to some of that crazy ass shit there. But yeah, I know I heard him talk about he's not gonna give up his guns and all that other stuff, man.
Yeah.
I don't see where they go here. They need a lot of old shit, but they seem to think they need that. And then you got these other little ticks out here creating problems and preparing for this big old war and all this. Ain't no need for them to go ahead and so Obama got elected, you know, gun sales just went through the roof, and every year they kept going up. Now you got reelected, and it's like, boom, there's even more gun sales. But they're making it, one thing, they're making it harder for black folks, as you were saying earlier, making it harder for black folks to go ahead and get a weapon because you got a case on you. They're going to throw something on you. So then it's a whole lot of whites and having concealed weapons and everything, man.
Right. Now, I know the thing about everybody running to buy guns once Obama had got elected was it was kind of something religiously. It's, you know, it was supposed to be a whole big war underneath a black president or something like that. I'm not too like into detail about it. Like, I don't know the full extent of it, but that's what supposedly why everybody went running to the gun stores once he had got elected.
It's supposed to be post-racial. Anything good that had some shit like that.
I don't know.
I'm still waiting for it. I don't see it, man. You know, still think Obama gonna hurt him and do this? And all this. Man, he on y'all side, man. I don't even know why y'all complain.
That's true.
If he wasn't on your side, all these murders wouldn't be happening in these cities. All this stuff wouldn't be happening in Chicago. President, don't tell me you couldn't do nothing about that. You're supposed to be the leader of the strongest nation on the planet. You can't stop that shit over here with some kind of plan. You done lived here. I'm critical now. Fuck that. That shit crazy as hell. You ain't got no business going here letting this shit go. And you done walk these streets. Something wrong. Let me take a quick break, man.
Yeah, man. You don't know the last year. Ross Ruben, Mystic. Ross Zachary. Oh, Naya.
I tell you, no. What is the Ruben?
Holding up long. Yeah.
Hey, I tell you, no.
Rastafari. You have become a beauty. Yeah. Liar.
Fooling, can't make the people Babylon fooling. Did they go
jungle. Lion in on the bed.
Shit happen. So, and some of them gonna be real questionable. But
I think crime rate gonna stay the same.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think that shit ain't gonna touch them at all.
Now I wonder. Now I wonder how many cops are gonna shoot somebody and say he had a weapon on him.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have a card on you, or whatever, you know, that's just open game for them to shoot you. So how do you produce that card? You got to go in your wallet or go in your jacket or whatever. So you make a quick move, you can get blasted, right?
Right. So I don't know if it'd be safe to even go reach for your wallet either.
Hold on. Put my hands up. So you it's like once they on you, they got the weapons drawn, man. You at the oof.
Yeah.
Yes. Real fucking quick. But it's
But now the weapon it can be loaded though now since it's concealed carry, right?
I wasn't even looking into it. I'm trying to avoid that shit like the plague, but I see I'm gonna have to get more involved in it because this shit getting dangerous out here.
Yeah.
If every lunatic can go here and have a gun just because he got a clean record, he said his ass still crazy. Shit. This boy that shot up the school over there, he didn't have no criminal record or nothing like that, but he had access to weapons. As long as you got access to them, some fucking fool gonna use that shit.
Right. Now, you know, another issue that kind of bothered me with that, mainly because I'm a felon. So, you know, felons can't carry weapons. Like, they don't have the right to protect themselves just like everybody else.
Oh, you're a felon? Oh, my God.
Yeah, most of us are, you know, but what do you think about that?
I think you should be able to defend yourself, too. That just leaves you even more fucking vulnerable.
Right.
You know, everybody should be able to have one. If you're going to go ahead and allow that shit, man, they don't allow the bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, felons should be able to have them, too. You know, and besides, if you're locking them up, you're supposed to be going ahead and... I mean, what's the point of locking people up? You're supposed to go ahead and... They're made to go ahead and get back into society. You know, you need to go ahead and give them some tools, some something.
That's the part of it. That's nothing but it's always a trap with that.
They
tell you rehab, you can reinsert yourself back into, you know, this society or whatever, and truth of it, you can't.
Yeah.
And then you find somebody that'll give you a chance, but, you know, most of the time, you don't have a chance in hell.
If these fuckers out here that's crazy, go ahead and have a concealed weapon, so shit, you should be able to do it too. You got to defend yourself.
Are y'all talking about the when you have a record, carrying a concealed weapon?
Yeah.
Yeah, how come it doesn't apply to white collar crime? Tax evasion. How come it doesn't apply to that?
Yeah, that's a good point. Look, here's something else. This is another reason why I should go ahead and apply to white collar crime, because they got locked up in jail with some motherfuckers who they got caught for white collar crimes, but they did some other criminal shit too. Is that right, Pee Wee?
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying the whole disparity amongst what's a felony and what's not a felony and the different the categories thereof is what distinguishes if we can hold a gun, vote, or whatever.
I could probably understand if you got a violent history, crime history on your background. Then maybe, you know, some people shouldn't have weapons. But if you got some petty stuff, you know, little petty cases, I don't know how they still won't let you have one. But I think they should be able to protect themselves just like anybody else. But if you got some type of mental history, you've shot a few people already or something, then it might not be safe for you to have a gun as a felon, you know.
Nah, you got some lunatic tendencies, man. You shouldn't be able to have no weapon where near. But that's how it is in America. Shit. All
right.
I mean, you know, look at, you know, and then this thing in Ohio, you can go ahead and have a concealed weapon in a bar. Now, and there was some restrictions a whole lot of places. But I don't think going ahead and have a gun is in the liquor mix. I think that's some real fucked up shit. Ooh.
I can vouch for that. I've been around some drunk people with guns, so it don't really work out too well in the end.
It shouldn't have fucked up. Ooh, man, I'd be like, oh, man, I'm trying not to, tell them, but that's a bad mix. Oh, my goodness, man. And fools out here, man, they just get drunker and drunker, got a pistol in one hand and bottle lick in the other, man, like in the movie. Like, what the fuck is it? Put that shit down, man. So I ain't understand that shit. Well, they allow you to go ahead and carry a weapon into the bars in Ohio. And if you know something about Ohio laws, man, you know something about that, Ken? About liquor? I think Ken probably dropped off. But look, in Ohio, they don't have like regular liquor stores. So they got the state run. I believe they got the state run stores. And so you can get that real cheap shit at the grocery store and all the stuff. It's got like 10% liquor and all that other stuff. The real other stuff, it closed. These liquor stores, state-run stores, I believe they close at like 6 and 7 o'clock. So the only other place you can go ahead and get some regular liquor is go to the bar. So that's why I really think it's really fucking dangerous in Ohio. At 7 o'clock, somebody want to get drunk and then feel lightweight, and he got his pistol. By 8:30, he pissed, ripped and pissed it drunk, and get mad at them, and he don't want to give them more liquor. Remember that woman that got her butt beat by that off-duty cop here?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, imagine if that dude was going ahead, and he wanted to pull out his pistol, and this guy over in Ohio go ahead and just do that and start shooting her up. Hey, she got beat up because dude wouldn't, but she wouldn't serve this guy no more liquor.
And I don't agree with it because I know it's a different set of rules too. So this white guy going there and shoot this bar up drunk, he gonna get to go to court and say that he wasn't in his right mind. And he gets the minimum sentence. You know, it's gonna be one of us, and one of us do that, we getting life in there. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that bar thing and being drunk, that's gonna. It seemed like it would raise some problems anyway between black and white. You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit! That's another one of the issues is just black and white. Ain't no denying.
Yeah.
But people do because it, hey, there's no racism. There's no problems. No. The worst ones is when you go ahead and get black people going ahead and saying everything. All right. That really kills me, which leads me to some of my Jesse Lee Peterson. Oh, we must hear some E. Peterson. Let me, here it is. Always got to hear Jesse Lee Peterson to go ahead and let you know why I got to do these fucking shows.
No, I've often said that thank God for slavery because, had not, then the blacks who are here would have been stuck in Africa. And you see how bad Africa, everybody and mama trying to get out of Africa and come to America. And so God has a way of looking out for folks, and he made it possible by way of slavery to get black folks into this country. But 100% American. Proud of it. I thank God that he saw fit for me to get here. Never mind that, we were sold. I mean, my ancestors way back, way yonder when, were sold by Arabs and blacks to white folks and got us here. The white man came and brought us to the greatest country in the world. The ride over was pretty tough, but, it's like riding on a crowded airplane and when you're not in first class. It's a tough ride, but you're happy when you get to your destination. And so the ride was tough over here, The pain for freedom was tough, you know, because in life, if you want to gain something, you got to lose something. No pain, no gain. So it was a tough. The pain was tough, all for the sake of freedom. So I thank God that he got me here, and to show my appreciation to the blacks who suffer as a result of coming here, and the Arabs and blacks who sold us to the white man, the white man for going there and getting us and bringing us here, I want to say thanks.
Oh, this is Chef Rob. Welcome back to Chef Rob Show on here on Blog Radio. Oh, this that cat, man, that I play it so much, and it gets funnier every
fucking
time.
I'm going to sit over here open, man. I can't believe that.
Hey, I just wanted to say, the dude is a douchebag, man. For real.
Yeah,
he said he want to thank God for slavery and all of this. I mean, best thing they could have did was just left us the hell alone. That would have been better. You know what I mean? I don't see no good.
Why
are we
sending him back over there and call it even?
Right.
Woo-wee. And see, look, I know, one of the things he said in that clip was like, you know, no pain, no gain. No, what the hell have we gained? But all when we filled out the prisons, you know, the amount of gun violence is against us, all the rules and laws that seem to be against us, we ain't getting nowhere. You know, he's not, and I haven't seen anything on him or heard anything on him, heard anything from him talking about all these murders in Chicago. I think one time I did. Let me look. I'll try and get that for my next show and play that clip. But he ain't trying to prevent none of this either. See, all these guys want to get in front of the camera, but there's some real work to be done. Ain't doing shit. More fucking pain profiteers is what. So, you know, he can come here and go here and deal with some of this stuff over here, help set up some programs to do something. And besides, he's supposed to be a reverend. And he's really supposed to go ahead and deal with the poor folks and shit, man. I mean,
he only saying that because he wasn't the one getting his ass whooped. He wouldn't be saying that if he was getting beat. You know what I mean? And my grandfather was a slave, a real slave, until it was abolished then. I never heard nothing good. I mean, he never said anything great about slavery. So, you know, I don't know what the hell this guy talking about.
Okay, yeah, let me see. 314-3-8, line is open.
What you been doing, playing Jesse Lee Peterson?
Yes, of course. Hey, you gave, no show would be complete without some Jesse Lee, man. No show. I got some more clips, but they wouldn't come on, man. He said some real vile stuff. But what do you think about this? How do we control the guns in our community, Brother Piyaki?
Well, you need to give black youth something to do. That would be the most likely thing to do.
So, but it's not just the youth. So what about the adults with the gun?
Well,
because a lot of youth ain't going ahead and getting by themselves.
Give youth something to do. When they grow up to become adults, they won't be using guns in the manner that they use them, for the reasons that they use them.
Well, the adults, you know, people need to find them something to do, too. Like, you can figure out some jobs for them with the way their unemployment is going. As long as maybe when people got jobs, they don't have to worry about going out and shooting everybody else.
That's right. You know, we always talk about, I ain't saying we, but I hear blacks talk about these problems. But you got white construction companies in the black community working jobs where public money is even being used, and they utilize all white crews. And the whites are not from the area, not from their community. They bring them in from miles around. Many blacks want to harp on those issues that's convenient for them. They don't want to address them hard issues.
Well, here, I know that brother here shut down one construction, but one. So, but, you know, he
You stay in, Chicago City, don't you, Rob?
No, I live in the next county.
All right, you stay in a county. How many, what's the population of the county?
No.
What percentage is black?
It's 11% black. It's about 118,000.
Well, that ain't gonna work there. But if you stay in a community that was about 90% black, and your firefighters and your ambulance drivers was the personnel was 70% white, that there is an example of things that's going astray.
Oh, I agree. You don't get no disagreement.
Yeah. So it gets back to the thing that if children, if young people don't have something to do, they're gonna get involved in the illicit activities, and sooner or later, those activities are gonna start spreading into the areas where people that say that I don't want to get involved in that mess.
Children don't have nothing to do because their parents ain't paying attention to them. So it needs to be a little bit more emphasis on the blame with parents.
Well, the parents were the children at one time. I mean, that's a black society's issue, really. You can't blame parents. Parents don't know no better. It wasn't taught. I mean, that's true, though. Think about it.
Yeah.
The kids that graduated from high school just past June, where in their previous 12 years of education were they taught to be a parent, taught civic duty? It wasn't there. Then all of a sudden, after the prom night, they wake up the next morning and have to face reality. They're not prepared for it. They're not going to stop having sex.
Mm.
They're going to bring children into the world, which I think is a good thing. But the way it's going about now is terrible.
Yeah. So how are they going about it?
Well, they don't know how to raise children. It's not, grandmothers are not supposed to be raising children like that's going on today. Schools jacked up, no job, economy messed up. It's a very complicated issue.
Where are our think tanks?
You have think tanks. You got the Harvest Institute.
Are they doing something for black folks?
Black folks don't listen to them.
So why ain't they in the school?
Majority of them. Huh?
I want to see him.
They was there. You young. You wasn't born when they used to be out there.
Okay. Yeah, but I got to hear for where we live. It's about 11%.
But
the
black population is no different to a greater extent. They no different than anybody else.
Miseducation runs rampant in our community. We have been talking about
absolutely, it does. It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. That shows your business.
Yeah. I agree with you when you were talking about some kind of, it's more like a home ec classes and stuff like that. They kind of took that out because they should have a better curriculum for that.
When we had home ec class, we didn't have defrost-free refrigerators. We didn't have microwave ovens.
Ooh.
As far as the what did you say? The miss we miseducated black communities. I can relate to that because I spent a lot of years in the suburbs going to school. And when I finally went back to Chicago and got transferred back to a city school, my junior and senior year, what I learned my junior and senior year, I actually learned my freshman and sophomore year in the suburbs. You know what I'm saying? And that was, like, that was crazy to me because I graduated, but I feel like I didn't graduate with nothing past a sophomore education. You know what I'm saying? I seen how poor it was and, like, how poorly the education was taught. It was taught different, you know what I'm saying, from being in the suburbs and in the city. And it sucks, really. No, honestly,
well,
it's bad. They don't try to. Go ahead, my friend.
There are some all-black schools. There are some all-black schools that white schools cannot compete with.
There's some all-black schools.
It's a lot more white schools that are getting the better education.
Well, I disagree. Well, yeah, as it is, but I'm saying this. Just because the school's all black doesn't mean that the children can't get a better education than what and be more astute and on subjects than white children are, because I've seen this with my own eyes. We have videotapes on it. Matter of fact, you got white senators talking about it themselves.
So black or white, whatever kind of parochial school, private school, military academy, whatever, should we have armed guards in the schools?
Hell no.
Don't bite your tongue, brother. Come on out with it.
That's all we need is some teachers carrying guns.
Yeah, no, I don't mean teachers. I mean security.
No, we don't. Oh, yeah.
Well, security is one thing because, you know, you're in the schools in the city, that's what they have. But, you know, here's another point. These are all black schools, and there's some black public schools that does some outstanding things. They don't have no metal detectors in them. There's some in Kansas City.
Okay.
The reason I brought it up was it took that check. The gentleman, I'm going to say the gentleman, the guy from Sandy Hook Elementary School, 13 seconds. From the front door to he killed his final kid. 13 seconds. So if you're on the security guard on the other side of the building, does it really matter if you are there, if your presence isn't felt? Because from getting into the door to getting into that class to less than 15 seconds to kill all those children. So my question is, if you give guns to teachers, if you give guns to security, what does it really matter where they are? If they're not going to be a deterrent, my question is, what do you think about stopping all types of automatic weapons? Period. Point blank.
No, I'm against that too.
Why is that?
No, if a person want to have a 50 caliber, whatever they if they mentally capable. You know, I think that there should be regulations on that. A person is not mental. Just the same thing that you would do with drivers. But, no, I don't think that the government should restrict American citizens from having access to whatever they want to as long as they qualify and responsible.
I mean, but we all see, like, a lot of people can't handle some of their situations. So, like, yeah, they were mentally able to deal to have that weapon at a time. Then everything go bad for them, they lose their job, whatever, then they feel like they want to go shoot up any and everything. You know, at that time, he's not really in his right mind. So, I mean, what do you do about when that happens? Because most of the people that's been shooting up any school or any public place recently went through something, lost a job or whatever the case is, lost their house or whatever the case is.
Well, yeah, check it. The kid who shot up the movie theater at the Batman show, he was a brilliant A student, an honor student. But he had a history of mental illness. He just snapped. I guess he thought he was cool, whatever his reasons were. But that was an indication that he was mentally ill.
Well, you know, a lot of things go on, a lot of things happen. But if Americans get to the point where they start giving up, you know, when there's no law, there's freedom and rights. So when you start implementing laws, you're taking people's freedoms and rights from them. And I think that the government has too much say-so over your life as it is now.
like that.
Well, I can't really argue with that. But whatever happened to the cameras in school and stuff like that, I don't think that's going to be much of a deterrent anyway. But the cameras, they were talking about the cameras. And now you're going to have...
How did he get in the school building?
Huh?
How did he get in the school building?
He walked in the front door.
Well, the door was too locked.
He didn't know the door to come through.
See, but they can't. It's a fire hazard. It's a fire code for when you lock any of the school doors.
No, it's not neither.
It's supposed to be secure.
It's supposed to be secure. He should have came through a secured area. That's the way they do it in inner city schools.
Yeah, they do.
His mother was in the faculty. The same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I know in my school we had security guards at the door. We actually had Chicago police that had an office inside of our school. Mm. But I mean, if you ask me, they wasn't no good. I mean, the security guards were getting beat up by 16-year-olds.
Ooh.
The police officer probably didn't come out the office. I think my first week of school that a guy got stabbed in his eye in the lunchroom. You know what I'm saying? So I think you do need security in schools, but some of them don't even do much at all.
Hmm.
You know, they don't try to buzz. They just as scared of these kids as, you know, another man with a gun, it seemed like.
So the teachers should have guns?
I don't know, because some of them teachers don't like them students. I done heard some students, they ain't shit, so... I don't know about that either.
That's what I was thinking, man, because the minute they said that he or she, that instructor, get mad at one of the kids, I ain't got to go ahead and call your mama. I take it now.
Exactly. Thank you.
Shit.
Well, things in America just don't got so completely out of whack, man. First place, you can't whoop your child's butt.
They actually changed some of the laws on that now. As far as
capital punishment?
Yeah, as far as how you whoop your kids. At first they were saying like you can't touch your kids and all of this, and the kid has the right to call DCFS and all this extra type of stuff. Recently, last year sometime they had changed the law about how you discipline your kid. I guess to a certain extent it's okay to spank them or whatever, but you just can't overdo it.
So what's overdoing it?
Well, my grandfather used to whip my ass for old and new. In other words, I was getting a whooping today for what I'd done maybe 2 weeks ago. They would let it build up.
Old and new ass whooping.
That's what they call it. Well, see, here's the point, though, Rob. The stuff that you hear going on today would have been totally foreign if you had told us about that back in them days.
I agree.
Hold up. Hold up. You know what I think excessive, like overdoing it or excessive is? I think plenty of us that got beat with extension cords. I think that's the worst ass whooping you could have in your life. I would never want to get hit with an extension cord. You know, that's
how
I was doing it. Right, exactly.
My auntie used to whoop us with rose bush stems.
Did that help?
With rose bush stems with the stickers on them.
I'm sorry.
Hold on, brother. Hold on. I got another call on. Hey, Papa, you there? Pop? Hey, Supreme. Hey.
It's Stockholm Syndrome.
I just lay your line up for a minute. I think Ken having some problems with his line because it keeps hearing echoes from him.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Okay,
you know,
that's probably better.
You know, one of the things I hear you saying, Brother Pianki, is that discipline not there. And people and parents and stuff, they stepping up and doing what they're doing what they need to be doing to go ahead and get to keep these young people in line. I get that. But it's still, a lot of times, and a lot of these shootings here are done by adults. So the adults need to go ahead and be dealt with a little bit more. Has any program really been go ahead and work to go ahead to really the minds of adults?
Well, adults should be dealt with like adults. But see, that's what's going to happen. When you break that system that's lies within an ethnic group's culture, you know, ethnic groups got different cultures. The Italians do things differently. The Native Americans do things different. Ethnic groups have different cultures. But when you try to have one amalgamated United States with a lot of government influence, thus you see what you're seeing today. You know, it's one thing for people to talk about this, but talking about it is nothing like living it. And I keep telling you that I lived through a period of time when stuff like this, if it was even, if you read it in a magazine, it would have to be something like Dick Tracy or Batman or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just was unheard of. And I stayed in all black neighborhood. We wasn't no whites in our community. We didn't have all that crazy mess that goes on today, like we hear
mm-hmm.
about today.
Okay. So how do we build from that past?
I don't know. I really don't. That's a question that I cannot answer because it is so far gone.
Mm.
It's gone from everything. You talking about adults? Well, I'm talking about children. Them adults is gone. What can you teach them?
That's why the young brother last night was talking about, hey, you know, a lot of the 13, 14-year-olds you don't want to deal with. You got to go younger.
You're absolutely right.
So how do
you
go ahead
and their ass.
So how do you go ahead and get put that in the minds of that mother, that father, that you know, this is a better way to raise them? Change the culture.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I do say this. You know, I have seen black mothers, young mothers, come to, the last case was at a barbershop, and this young black mother came in and said, can somebody help me with my son? Because I can't do nothing with him. And she's talking about a son that was about 11 years old. And that's not the first time that I've seen mothers come, you know, to an organization, and I usually turn them on to an organization and ask that question. I mean, plead that question, because they can tell when they can't no longer control that boy.
That's something to think about.
Yeah, she did. She came and she was literally, you know, sort of in tears, but she asked the barber, my friend, myself. And she asked us, and she said, I need some mail to. I asked, well, where's the father? And she said, he's not around. But she was just begging for somebody amongst us or somebody to tell her where she could find some male authoritative help for her son, to be with her son. And I see it all the time. You know, I coach Little League Baseball in the city, and these kids want to learn, they want to. But, I mean, no child is born want to turn out to be a killer. Come on now.
Uh-oh, I got a game. Yeah, I agree with that. And but there's a lot of us not even looking at that, man. We got a whole lot of... Ooh, excuse me. We got a lot of people going here and thinking that a lot of this other nonsense is the way to go. So, you know, it's oh, man, it's hard to go ahead and pinpoint. You're right. What do you do?
You can do what you're supposed to do, you know, you yourself, me, myself, and I, those that know, But there's elements within the black community, subculture, that is completely off the hook. And it really is not their fault. I blame it on black society as a whole. And you can go back in a few decades, and you can see when people turned left when they should have been turned right and went for the okey-doke. And there was organizations, there was voices out there that were saying that you're doing the wrong thing, you're going to regret it. And, you know, you hear that same thing in other societies, too. There's always a warning, but people don't heed to it because they, you know, it's just like when you open the door and the dog run out.
Oh, these are cold.
Make bad out of hell.
So, Brother Bianchi, in your opinion, when was that biggest shift for us?
In the
70s.
In the 70s. Early to mid 70s.
Okay, got that one. Okay, so and what was going on about that time?
Well, things was opening up for women in particular.
Mm-hmm.
You had what was called the Virginia Slim movement.
Cigarettes?
Yeah, women's rights. Women were starting to get into places where they hadn't been. Black women, I'm talking about. Because I'm talking about black, the things that go in the African-American community. And people start marrying.
Okay.
That's the most obvious thing. When you don't have the male in the household, when I can do it by myself, when you take on that attitude for whatever reason, you know, you might have money, extra money now where you can go to the bar or, you know, whatever. Well, for whatever reason, when you start disrupting that family where the authoritative figure is there, male, he may not have a good job, but he was there. And see, when you break that chain, then you got, you know, it's like an assembly line where you got a continuous bumper-to-bumper product that's coming down, and all of a sudden you got a blank spot. Well, that's a break in the chain. And everything that follows after that just can have a tendency of being defective. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Supreme, that you?
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
Oh, go ahead, brother. How you doing?
I'm okay, brother. I'll tell you better listen to the podcast tomorrow because I'm debating devils. It sounds like someone's cooking, sir.
Yeah, that brother is cooking.
Yeah. I'm debating two devils, a Jew, and Vietnamese. So I want the family to learn a lesson of how to talk, how to deal with devils when you're talking about the black issue, how to deal with them.
Well, how in the world you ever get a Vietnamese to show up to something like that?
Well, it's already been done, brother, and I'm just going to play the audio and we're going to discuss it afterwards.
Hello?
Oh, okay. I didn't even know Vietnamese even discuss anything like that.
That's why I couldn't believe he had the nerve to even talk. It was because I went to a racist broadcast where they basically talk about how white people are guilty. They shouldn't feel guilty. But I'm telling them they should feel guilty. And basically this devil came on my broadcast and broke up a broadcast with his foolishness because he came to entertain himself. So I waited and I waited. He was saying that my broadcast was racist because everyone jumped at him, which I didn't really want because I didn't want everyone just cussing him, and pushing him out. I wanted him to hear the truth and feel the guilt that he should have felt.
Man, y'all just world, You just worried the poor white man to death. You know, if I had one wish, I would wish that, what's the day, Tuesday? I wish that come Thursday, it wouldn't be no white folks in the U.S. None. Nothing but black people and everybody else.
What about the wetbacks?
All whites gone, completely. Left.
Yeah, but what about the wetbacks?
They would be out west.
They would be out west, is it?
Blacks would have Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, Tennessee, all that, they would have it to themselves. New York, all to themselves.
That would be best.
And I bet you, blacks would be falling out in the flow wanting whites to come back.
I don't think so. But with the mindset of, well, it depends. If we can't make hair relaxers, perm, trashy TV, sports, then yeah. If we do our own thing, I'm sure they won't cry for the devils. Man. If we can make our own toilet paper and stuff like that, I doubt it. If we can produce what we're getting out of this system and give it to our own people, then we wouldn't complain. That could be the only thing. But, I mean, me, I don't care about any material item of this world anyway.
You know, you calling white folks the devil.
Yeah, that's their
so
the
we
devil.
We won't put none in, but blacks. If the white man is the devil, what is the black man when he let Arabs and everybody else come into his community and take control of the economy? Because whites left a long time ago.
But Arabs would fought their way into Africa as well.
No, I ain't talking about Africa. I'm not talking about Africa. I'm talking about Atlanta, Georgia. I'm talking about St. Louis. I'm talking about Southside Chicago. If the white man is the devil,
the black man is the original devil. We created them.
Well, if the white man is the devil, then what do you call the white man's the devil? What do you call the black man for letting these other ethnic groups to invade your marketplaces and take control of your economies?
The name for them, right, is Devil House Niggas.
Yeah.
All right, I just wanted to know.
I mean, but at the same time, my question is, could you really blame blacks for letting Arabs and whoever move into their community? I mean, we all know you can't do nothing without a white man involved in the first place. So when they come in and they take over stores and gas stations and everything else, we know who they got back.
That's the trick. That is the trick. Every major technology or anything that most of the items, it was a black man who brought that into existence, and it was a black man who made that, right? When you look at the automatic kit, the motor vehicle was made by a black man, right? That was Dr. William Hill. The aeroplane was made by the black man, Dr. William Hill. We made the helicopter. We made computers. Mark Dean. We made the storage, the floppy disk and the hard drive. John Moon, who's now working for Apple Macintosh. We made the what else did we make? We made
people that made all these things. Why come they not know house Negroes?
Because
if you talk to them, they sure would tell you they're not Africans.
Internet, furthermore, as well, we made the internet. Philip Amigawawa, whatever.
No, he did not. That was a lie.
What? No lie. He didn't make that internet.
Emeka Wally, who I met at Principia College over in Illinois. That was a lie. That was some more of that ghetto legend.
Brother, if you know that, I can't argue with that then, bro. But the rest of the things, we made a whole lot. We made the baby carriage. We gave them these devils time, brother. Benjamin Benneker. These guys don't have a concept of time if it works for us. And they named
the black man made really the baby carriage. Why come he don't take care of his baby?
What? Well, we know that the devils broke us up with their welfare state. They're nannying us because they
Supreme.
Give the
Supreme.
Us more money.
Supreme.
It's the black man.
You're gonna have to stop blaming white folks. White folks ain't been in black cities in decades, man. There's nothing keeping from African Americans in these communities from doing the things that they. You know, the thing that tickled me though is that you got these Arabs that come from bombed out, ravaged countries.
No, this
refugees.
Is,
refugees. You know what a refugee is?
And house niggas.
How do refugees come into your community like they did in our area and start a cab company that's got 100 cabs that operate within a confined space where there's nothing but them, Bosnians?
But the devil brought them in to do so. Because we live in a world caste system, brother. We live in a caste system. A refugee has a better chance of getting a job with the same qualifications as you than you. Because all these businesses are run by devils or Arabs. So obviously, and I understand that only that, it's not saying that I've got Stockholm syndrome, but I would rather live, work with somebody or have someone as my assistant that I can relate to, at least on a color level. You know, if I have to have a secretary, I'm imagining a black woman taking notes for me. You see? If I have a laboring company, a building company, I want black brothers that I know I can talk to and have a laugh with and feel free. I don't want to have some devils around me. Me and them ain't got nothing to talk about. Unless you're like, what else have we got to talk about? So I can understand.
All white folks are devils.
Of course.
One thing, Pianki, I think, I mean, maybe you can't blame all white folks, but I do blame them for one thing, and that's, okay, we gave them our ideas, our inventions, and everything else, and the least they could have done was turn their back on us and act like we ain't teach them shit. I mean, give us our just dues. They take credit for everything that we have created and don't tell the true history of where it really comes from. And that's why I can kind of feel Supreme
well,
when he said the majority
you.
Of them are devils because that's some bullshit. You know what I mean?
I would agree with you on that point. You're absolutely right. They do co-opt anything they put their hand on. But you know what? You being a United States citizen, you have access to every patent that has ever been filed. You got access to Microsoft's patents. You got access to Boeing's and Ford's patents right now.
We got access, but we should be owning half of this.
Tell it, brother.
Well, I don't know about owning, but you have access to those patents to take them any place you want to and create the industries or the multiplexes that those patents can be used for, but we don't do it. Should I say
no,
not
brother.
Enough?
You say that there's so many opportunities for black folk, but why don't they know about it? Because the devil don't want us to know about it. That's why. When there's any little thing for white folk jump on it because they show it on the news. But why don't they show on the news all these blacks?
But Supreme, can you blame them? People are not going to tell you their secrets where you can compete against them up front. I mean,
Stockholm syndrome, brother. I don't understand that because I ain't got the wicked mind of the devil. Even if I had rulership over this planet, all I want is separation from the devil. I want the devil to live by themselves.
Well, what's the PIN number to your ATM card?
What do you mean by what is your premise for saying?
I asked you what's the PIN number to your ATM card.
One
since you don't have that type of since you don't have that mentality. Let me. So in other words, you going to tell your secrets. I just told you whites ain't going to tell you their secrets, but you say you don't like that. So tell me your PIN number to your ATM card.
But I got a family to feed, Yankee. Everyone has to clean up
their
own.
Well, they do, too.
And
well,
I'm,
they do, too.
You see, what you got to understand, Yankee, right, is because older folk like you should have kept the traditions of your, I know in your time, when you were young, if you were on the street at the age of, before the age of 16, I'm sure that if a black person saw you doing wrong, they would have told you, stop doing that.
Supreme, your head is just as hard today as those were back in the day. Black man's head is harder than kryptonite.
No, brother, at least in your time, right, the government has stopped us from giving our child a spanking.
And you're in the UK. You're in the United States, man. What are you talking about?
The kids have no boundaries. If we don't give our kids ass whippings from young, they're going to grow up to be bad. The only way you can make your child good is if you make them be good. Bottom line, you can't have a child grow up, not teach them nothing, and expect
Supreme,
them to be...
Supreme, if you was teaching them, you in the UK, if you was in America, if you was in an inner city school in the United States, they would run you out of there.
But I wouldn't make them know
your
head, brother.
No, they would run you out on your based on your accent. They would run you out based on your accent the same way that I've heard some black parents say they don't want Nigerian teachers teaching their kids because they can't understand what they say.
But brother, do you think I wouldn't be exist now if I went around telling everyone my views? I don't even trust niggas out here.
I'm just telling you the facts.
If you're brain dead, I ain't got nothing to say to you. I ain't trying to convert you. When I see that you love your sport so much, right, I just leave you to your own devices. You know, I ain't got nothing to say to you because I don't want Marcus Garvey.
Supreme. I have several pensions in Social Security. You got anything to beat that?
Of course not. And you live longer on this planet.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. So what have you got that can attract black folks away from what they have today?
Can I bring this system and your system and my system out here is crumbling. So we better get together and start some businesses before it gets really bad and we're going to be rationed. I'm telling you, the next 30 years, niggas in America and Britain, they're going to start rationing food. Yeah?
Well, blacks in America are going to have a better chance than y'all over there in England where you make up about 0.5%.
Brother, the only thing that you can say that we're luckier in this day now than in your day, right, when you was 30, is the technology. If you get rid of the technology, right, and the nice cars and these computers and the fact that we can talk from anywhere in the world, we wouldn't be talking like this 30 years ago.
That's not true.
But there was more opportunity in your time, brother.
No, that's not true. We were talking to people. I was talking to people in England before they had technology like today. See, I was a ham radio operator. My call is KT0J. I was talking to people in England and every place else before they had the technology that they have today. Matter of fact, the technology that you have today sprung out of ham radio.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm just saying that there was more opportunity in your time than there is now.
No, I don't think so. I think you got a whole lot of opportunity today. You just have to apply it in the right manner.
It was better than your day, brother. Especially the conditioning. At least you got to eat 100% meat. Not no artificial shit. Not no products that are mixed with DNA of insects. Not no human beings in meat. Come on, brother. And the TV program, you never had degenerated music like this hip hop. We got niggas wearing pink and niggas with their trousers halfway up their arse. Now, an open homosexuality inside the music video. You never had that. You never had two women kissing each other. I'm telling you, in the next 10 years, you're going to see open homosexuality in the form of men kissing men in music videos. I'm telling you. and niggas wearing trousers with no pocket.
Well, I can't argue with you about the homosexuality. I can't argue with you on that.
Trousers with no pockets.
They don't need no pockets. They got purses.
I'm right here, man. I'm right here.
Ken, you don't wear no trousers with no pockets, do you?
No, but I'll tell you, this is better than reality TV.
Man, I just see some trailers on some of that reality TV stuff, and there's no way in the world I look at that. Man, I can't anyway.
Okay.
I shot my TV a long time ago. I level off with my TV with a 20 gauge.
Listen, when I get an opportunity to produce a couple of them cheap multi-million-dollar shows, make sure you don't ever buy a television.
Reality shows are garbage. I call those the black folk soap opera.
That's what
they are. That's the point.
Yeah, you know how soap operas that come on in the daytime is usually white rich folks. Well, now you got a bunch of reality shows that's black rich folks. That's like the black folk soap opera to me. That's what I tell everybody. And they really sit at home and argue about it like, you know, it's really reality. It's crazy to me, too.
And, you know, back in the day, black folks would not put their business on the street.
But niggas argue over the team that they support. And they're not actually, you know, a team that they support that don't do nothing for their community and nothing for their people. They're just making some a devil richer while they stay poorer. They even put up the prices at the games. And that's the sort of loyalty this team has for you. As a brother who's defending your New York Knicks and your New York Giants. Foolishness, man. And supporting boxers. These niggas don't even know who the fuck you are. People putting sports and musicians on their wall. That these people even know you exist. We're just getting bamboozled, hustled everywhere we go. Even the hip-hop industry. We are the backbone of the music, the foundation of the music. We make all the good tunes of the music, but we don't control the industry. Reggae, same thing, Jews. R&B.
Hey, Rob, Jews. What's this cake you got on your website in the chat box, man?
That, man, that's a red velvet cake.
You need to cut that stuff out, man.
What's that mean? What does that mean?
He wants to eat something.
You may have people running
to
the store.
Up, man. I take care of you, man.
You will with them cake, but not with them ribs.
Oh, man. Don't worry about them ribs, man. But you can have that cake, man.
If Chef gave you some of his pork, Bianchi, you wouldn't want to. You would eat nothing else but pork from that day forward.
I don't know about that. That pork had me throwing up and everything else.
Oh, man, you know, that's in your mind, man. That's your imagination. That's all in your mind.
Pork. I ain't eat no pork and beef since the 80s.
What your beef?
But that cake looked good. I'd have to scrape some of that icing off of it, though.
Oh, you like that, man. It ain't real. It ain't, it's not, it's whipped cream and butter.
Yeah, well, you.
I mean,
you
not whipped cream. It's cream cheese and butter, excuse me. You just
sounds
whip
like
it up like.
For the toilet.
Oh, come on now, man.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. It would be having you go to the toilet. But, you know, you can make a good cheesecake with Swiss cream.
You can go ahead. It's a whole lot of stuff.
Not a cheesecake, but a cheese. Well, I used to call it a cheesecake pie, but.
There's a whole lot of stuff
like
you can use.
Like a key lime pie.
Yeah, there's just a couple of versions of those. Those are pretty good.
You know what? One thing I want to go ahead and do is teach a lot of young people how to bake. Okay? And
I agree.
I seen this program kind of working when I was on the West Coast, but it collapsed when I went back out there, and it was taking a lot of the gangbangers off the street. It was teaching them how to be bakers, and then it was also setting them up how to go ahead and set up bakeries. Okay, and it was a good program, but I don't know what happened. That's something that we need over here, because going through the bread aisle today, man, I was just shaking my head at this. I said, man, I should be making this, but I don't want to make a whole lot because I know I'm not going to be serving a whole lot this weekend, but I will be doing that soon. But that's one cheap and easy thing. Brother Bianchi, that leads me. So you've been checking the wheat prices, man? What's the wheat prices like?
Wheat, W-E-H-E-A-T? I haven't checked
yes.
that.
Yes.
No, I haven't checked that.
You got something invested
but I
in
see
that?
That I tell you what, I think that the government is going to stop subsidizing these farmers, which would actually be a good thing, and that's going to open up. I think that farmland is going to be available. It's going to be cheap again when they stop subsidizing these farmers, and that's going people going to start putting more emphasis toward local production, which they should be anyway. That's the thing that. You know, I've talked to you about this before, too. Blacks need to look at where their money is being spent. Maybe not necessarily the money that they have in their pockets, but the things that these programs are paying for and who's supplying what. And I always go back to the school lunches. Them school lunches should be cooked in the school cafeteria with women from the community. And the produce and ingredients should be locally produced.
Yeah, I got another list from some food service operations, some bids from the federal government. So I'm going to start looking into those again because there was a whole lot of them. There was a couple that were foreign that I wouldn't be messing with. But there was a few local. I caught a couple of them local. So, yeah, it's going to be good to go ahead and look into that. And I really hope that people support what I'm doing with that because I'm looking to get the people into those farms because I know what you're saying about that farm subsidies. They're really looking at that a whole lot. But I really can't trust none of the whole lot of motives. It might be motives. I think it might be something else behind what they're doing when they want to go ahead and let these farms go.
Well, the debt is so high, I think it's going to happen. You know, look what they've done with this recent extension of the subsidies to dairy farmers, and they was claiming that milk would have doubled. You know, back in October, we took a trip to the University of Iowa and visit their dairy farm operation, and the guy that was conducting the tour of the place told us that every week in the U.S. about 3 dairy farms go under.
Yeah, because I saw something recently saying that the milk prices, you know, the average is about $3.40, and it's going to go up to almost $7 here by August. So that's a real good area to go ahead and go into, and I don't think you need much with that. But one of the problems that I seen with when you got cattle or dairy farms, the environmentalists were saying that flatulence was the problem and was ruining the ozone.
What's the problem?
Cow farts. So cow farts is more ruining the ozone. So they will go ahead and limit the amount of cattle and dairy farms. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Me and cow have been farting forever.
Everybody's doing it, but they were saying that hey, look, it's a higher level.
But what they do on what
and they got a big lobby in Washington, so they're almost making their point, but the cattle lobby is much bigger.
Yeah, but you know what those farms do, and this one in particular, they grow what the cows eat, because they didn't do no hay there, but they was growing corn and silage. He was producing silage. Silage is very, very, a very, very needed and a very, very needed component in dairy farming. And they also they were recycling the waste. They were recycling the waste, incorporating it as fertilizer for the crops that they grow to feed the dairy cows.
What about cannibalism? Because you know they also been feeding the cows other cows.
Well,
sick
no,
cows
they don't
that
do
died
that.
From disease or whatever
you
problem
know who
they had.
Cows? You're gonna be surprised. You know who buy those cows? McDonald's do.
Ah, that's sick.
When a cow gets too old to produce, then McDonald's buys them, or I guess Hardee's. But the guy told me that McDonald's buy all the in the male cows. McDonald's buy because they don't have no need for many male cows, except for a few for reproduction. And they really don't even do that. I mean, reproduction
well,
is done by injection.
Wait, hold on. The pretty much the male cows, the big ones. That's veal. Okay, they put it in a room by itself. Just keep feeding it and put it in a room and a big old. It's put it in a barn and they got it next to other baby cows and they just feed it. Don't let it move. Just let it fatten up. So they get to about 9 months and they slaughter it.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't doubt that that goes on, but it wasn't going on that dairy farm. They tagged the male cows. I think then one tagged in the left ear, right ear, and there was some cows got both ears tagged. I forget what he said that was. But he did say that McDonald buy a lot of the cows that they don't use.
You know, McDonald's does. They do a lot of disgusting stuff, like they chicken nuggets are actually somewhat pumped with silicone.
They had to stop that in the McDonald's in the UK because the people them went mad because, you know, in England they're more conscious of the GMO. So, you know, people was rioting, picketing, and then they had to stop putting silicon in our chicken nuggets. But what you gotta understand is if McDonald's don't give you, they mix up the meat with human meat. Now, if they don't tell you that it's real 100% beef, it ain't 100%. It ain't real beef. They tell you.
Right.
Sometimes they say it's 100% seasoned meat. That's what it is. It's just 100% seasoned beef. It's not 100% beef. They're seasoning it. You see? So all these places have not been giving us real meat for ages. Even KFC, that's what they call themselves. They used to be called Kentucky Fried Chicken. And because they're not giving you real chicken, they're calling it KFC. So if you went to bring them to a lawsuit, remember this, they haven't told they would be able to win most lawsuits because they never told you they were going to give you 100% chicken. It's genetic. It's genetic. Mutated chicken.
Yeah, you know something? It's a let me think. Chicken takes grown. Chicken takes a few years, and they got chickens. They got it now, and they're serving them now. It takes what is it? I think almost close to 6 months to go ahead and go full grown, or 5 months. But
yeah, you're right. 6 months.
About 6 months, and because they're getting these chickens where they're going ahead and injecting it with a whole bunch of stuff, and that time has been cut down.
My fault, Rob. The main thing they inject them with is steroids to the point where some of the chickens are too heavy to hold theyself up. They actually fall over on their chest. They can't even lift themselves up. So just think of the amount of steroids once you eat that chicken, what amount of steroids you get in your own body.
Yeah, but brother, we got to remember as well, these chickens are coming out with three-headed chickens, five-headed chickens, three 10-legged chickens, because they're trying to that's the sort of food that they're giving us. If the food's mutated, right, it's going to be going to our bloodstream. get what I'm trying to say? And, you know, that's why we could have implications when we're having children or something like that. In the future, it's not now. Like, if there's something wrong with the cow, if the cow's got a disease, you shouldn't eat that cow. But they don't check over the cows and the chicken. That's what really should be done. When you're eating your meat, you should do a... If the chicken comes up, was born crippled, you shouldn't be eating that chicken. It's not good for your blood.
True, because, some people like to eat veal, which is beef, but veal is basically a diseased, malnourished cow.
Baby cow.
That they keep in a small pen to where he can't move around, he can't develop his muscle to keep the meat tender.
Mm.
But on top of that, you know, he's already being mistreated, so while he's in that pen, he's getting certain diseases and everything else. And then what they after they didn't kill that cow or whatever, they serve you a plate of veal for I don't know how much money. They serving you a plate of a diseased, malnourished cow, which is crazy.
Yeah, veal is very pretty expensive. I can't remember the price right now, but yeah, it is a malnourished cow, and these companies are making a killing at that. But it's more than enough time for us to go ahead and do our own stuff there, man. We need it. We need our own farms.
But even then, the way.
Say that again?
No, I said the way even the fertilizer, even the food that most people, like I see in the Caribbean, they're giving the you know, the fertilizer that you would, not fertilizer, you know, the feed, the chicken feed that you'd feed to the chicken, they're using the blood out of the cows and throwing it up and mixing it up in their food.
To give the
chickens a bloodlust.
Well, is it fresh blood?
Yeah. What? Listen, they don't waste no animal. That when they have the chickens, that don't get wasted. The bones don't get wasted. Let's get that straight. Even with the beef, the bones and none of that gets wasted. They put that in the chicken nuggets. That's gluten.
I know that they use. I know that the recipe, when you find the recipe for the chicken nuggets, man, it'll make you hurl. Because they had it posted a few times, man.
Of course. It's that 10% of it is real chicken.
Right.
The rest is like skin and bones and all sorts of rubbish.
Yeah. No, we need to go ahead and get going on. So, brothers, I'm going to call it a night. We are glad you guys showed up. Good conversation. And stay tuned. I'll be doing my next show on Thursday. And look for us at the Genesis on the Avenue, 5811 West Chicago Avenue in Chicago. Brother Supreme, when's your show?
It's on tomorrow. We're going to take answers and calls after the debate's finished.
Are you getting that guy Reese over? Did you,
Well, what I'm going to do, right, is that I'm going to go over there when he least expect it and tear him up. But I'm waiting. I'm not going to do it when he's ready for it.
Is this show, man? Let's go ahead and give a plug. Let's go on over there. Where's a family?
But what you got to understand here, when you're dealing with White Mike, every last word, you have to call him a devil. Yes, you have to, because like I said, you have to keep it 50-50 diplomatic. This guy's coming with a lot of hardcore racist view, which is, and none of it's true anyway. So you have to just call him a devil at the end of every line. Every time you finish a statement, you call him devil. That's why you're the devil. That's how I deal with him. That's why I usually handle him. But when I went on there with, because you came on there diplomatically, I didn't want to make us look, the race look bad, because, you know,
it was
two of us. So when I'm by myself, I usually handle them guys much better, because they don't, he still focus on the fact, why do I call him a devil? And I'm saying, but you're wicked in nature, you know, it's just, That's your nature, to be wicked and do this evil. That's why you're created, to show the black man, bring the black man back to their God given, to their God mind. That's why they're the devil. You see,
okay.
They just do their job. I can't hate on them. They're just trying to make me remember who I am, or who we are as black people.
Okay, with that being said, hey, other people, you got something to say?
Nah, man, love the conversation. It's always interesting. I love to hear from Pianchi all the time, and my man Supreme over here, so. I enjoyed the show, truthfully. I don't have much to say. And Brother Ken, of course, so. See you guys next time.
Thanks, brother. Thanks for showing up. Appreciate that. Much love. All right, brothers. Talk to you later. Those other cats jumped off. Fell off.
All right.
Let me play something good going out. Let me play something good. Okay. I had one in mind. Where is it? Oh, my word. Seems like all my tunes been messed up. We had one. Here we go. Yes.